Okay, yeah. All right, well, what's the date today? This is the 4th of September 2011, and Nelly and I and Indrid in Doha, Nelly Deutsch. You still in Toronto, Nelly? I can't hear you.
Do you hear me? Let's just say that I'm online. I'm nowhere.
Oh, you can say where you are. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I think that's one of the beautiful things about what we do, really, is that it brings people together. You know, it makes everybody the same, you know? So it doesn't matter where they are, or, you know, it just brings everybody into a common sensibility. But anyway, so I was just tonight we were scheduled to have Elin Tökner talk to us about Kitely, but unfortunately his child got sick and has asthma and had to miss school, and he's got to take care of that child, so he didn't think he was going to be able to give a presentation, and he asked if we could postpone it. So we will do that. And meanwhile, well, he was going to talk to us about Kitely, which I've actually been looking at today. I had to go see someone in the hospital, unfortunately, so I couldn't really play with it all day. But anyway, I did have a look at it and listened to the presentation that he gave at the recent Moodle MOOC virtual conference, which Nelly organized. And what's kind of on my mind today is the course that I'm starting to teach from tomorrow, and that's the multi-literacies for social networking and collaborative learning spaces. It's a course I've taught quite a lot, and I'm changing it. I'm going to teach, and next Sunday, as you can see on the screen share, I'm going to be talking about it with, I hope, with some of the participants in the course. And if I can just get on, and the day after that, if you look at, if we scroll down in the calendar, look what happens. Isn't this cool? Are you going to be involved in Change MOOC? I'll bet you are. And in fact, right now you're, boy, you know, I just scope is just one too many balls for me to juggle, but I'm noticing that you're always very active in Scope. Would you like to tell us what's going on in Scope right now? Talking about open education resources?
Okay, now it's working. Fine. Scope, well, I really like Scope, and I'm kind of disappointed because I think you know why, but I'll say it anyway. I'm really happy with it because I think it offers me a chance to do fast, you know, cloud work, cloud, you know, storage, I would say, because I can store stuff like links, you know, resources that I really like, and I can add to them. In other words, I can kind of fast blog Twitter kind of thing. Do it all because it goes to Twitter, it goes to Facebook, it goes to my blog, my WordPress blog, and other places. So I can be multitasking, you know, getting things everywhere for myself, really. But, you know, other people join and they also make suggestions. So it's very collaborative and it's nice. And then they came up with Pro. It's going to cost money, you know? And that's kind of disappointed me because I thought, well, you know, this could be great if they could sustain it and not scope.
What's going to cost money?
They're going pro. In other words, you know, like Ming started charging money after, like, you know, after we had a good time for a couple of years. I think Ming was around since 2004, if I'm not mistaken, maybe 2006, I don't remember. And then they started charging money 2 years ago, was it? Or was it last year? Who knows? Yeah, time flies when you're online, so I'm not sure whether it's, you know, last year or the year before. And that's kind of the plan I hear, that, you know, Ming is also going to be taken over by another organization. They're being bought. I forget by whom. So, you know, the minute they start charging money, then, you know, we're after things that don't cost money.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it just changes the zeitgeist, you know.
So it's great, but it's, yeah.
Okay, well, it looks like I've managed. Well, I was just trying to pull up the link for Scope. I just Googled it. I just managed to find it. So this is, but no, this is 2011. Anyway,
yeah,
something similar going
too.
On now.
Yeah.
So, well, that's a shame if they're going
to. But you know what? I'm waiting for the OER movement to start charging money. I mean, Wiki Educator is still free, but they started, you know, asking for, you know, this is being recorded, so I don't want to sound say too much. But, you know, the fact that they're charging, everybody, it seems that, you know, we all have to make a living, okay? That's true. But, you know, what about our dreams of, you know, sharing for free and you know, free e-learning and then, so it seems that people are starting out free and then the money comes in. So whether they're asking for donations or whatever, it changes a lot. Not that money is bad, it's great, but not, you know, education, someone should be paying for education. I think it should be the government or political bodies or, you know, Bill Gates, you know, and it should, I don't know, I just have this idealism, I guess I'm just an idealist.
Did you read my blog post on Clay Shirky? Clay Shirky's
the YouTube video
cognitive surplus. Okay.
You know, I think what's nice, Lance, is the fact that we're all getting the same thing.
Yeah.
We're getting, in other words, we're reading, which is nice because we can, you know, get our opinions on it. I'm not sure that I like, I think I added some comment to it. I didn't read your blog. You want to?
Oh, yeah, you might have. But the thing that, let's see if I can pull it up here. It looks like.
Maybe I did read it. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't have time to respond to all the things that I read.
See if I can find it here.
But I am part of the Scope. I am part of the OER. I am part of Wiki Educator. So can you tell us what you,
where you are?
You? Why am I there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, here, I just found it. So there's the, this is the piece I wrote about Clay's idea. What he was, it could be Clay's idea or it could be, also have to do with Lawrence Lessig's. Maybe I read it in Lawrence Lessig. It was about how when something is paid for, these blocks here, these little, what are they called, Soma cubes? Now, this is Edward Deci's research that showed how intrinsic motivation is suppressed if you start paying people. So once you bring money into the mix, it changes things, you know, and people don't work as hard, really. They're not so intrinsically motivated. And intrinsic motivations are actually the stronger ones than the extrinsic ones. So, but once you've introduced an extrinsic motivation, then people tend to work toward the extrinsic, you know, the getting paid, in other words, or, you know, they do things for different reasons, and they don't go back to the intrinsic ones, you know. So the intrinsic ones are those are what really. So there's some research there that shows why you and I are correct in thinking that way, and that is that the quality of what we do for free really means something, and you know, there's a research base for it. Anyway, I wrote about in this blog post. I'll just pop this into the. Well, maybe I no, I didn't. Here we go. So let's put that in the chat there, in case anybody wants it later. Oh, we lost.
Oh, it's just the two of us.
Let's see if he's, and he's left.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. It's just the two of us.
Yeah.
We can have a little talk if you want. Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, so you see, but there's
the other thing, so,
and I get this all the time. You know, I'm also a Reiki practitioner, so I'm involved in distance healing. I know this is probably something that maybe you're not aware of. It's not just, I'm involved with a lot of distance stuff, even though I like to be close to people, which is, you know, so I was going to write the other day that I like everything that's distant. But it's not true. In any case, you know, I'm involved in distance running. I've been running all my, I mean, physically it's distance running and swimming and distance healing as well as distance learning, e-learning.
But distance running is different. Distance healing.
It's all distance kind of thing.
Or what do you mean? You mean
you
the same thing?
At a distance.
Mm-hmm. But
you know, Reiki, because I'm a Reiki practitioner. Yeah.
Yes, so heal at a distance.
Oh, you can see that, right, Reiki practitioner. That's right.
Uh-huh.
So they say, you know, according to certain, you know, energy.
I hate this, where blogger goes into Arabic. My Arabic isn't that good.
Different ways. Whatever someone can pay you, they have to pay you no matter how much. It could be a cent. What happened? Your Arabic? What do you mean? What happened? Your Arabic?
Oh, I was, yeah, here we go.
I don't see any
this
Arabic.
Is, I'm clicking on your blog, and because... Oh, what do you see
here? Oh, now
here?
I see it. Now
you
I see it.
The, you don't see
now
Arabic
I love it. I love it. I love the writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I see exactly what you see.
It's beautiful writing, but
I do.
It doesn't help
I love
me
it.
A lot.
I love the Arabic writing. I think it's absolutely beautiful. I love it. No, I know, but you know what?
It's not that functional if you're trying to find something.
Google has gone very local wherever you happen to be. No, but you can go into Google, English. It's like google.com instead of Google Arabic. Yeah. When you're in Google,
let me shut off the screen share.
It gives you an option.
If I...
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm in Google. Yeah. Where is there an option?
So if you go into...
In your settings?
No. I think it's before
you go... Search settings, maybe?
Now you see... Oh, okay. That's... Googling your language, let's see,
here,
where are you?
I can I force it into English?
Yeah.
It's grayed out.
You seem to be okay. Yeah, that's what I, it always comes. Yeah, so it's in the English. I don't see any Arabic. Do I?
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Yeah, that's in Google,
but I
went into Blogger.
Yeah, that's it. So in Blogger, it's kind of problematic sometimes. It depends how you start. I know it's kind of crazy, but it depends how you go into Google the first time. Like, when you first go into Google, you kind of go in with your English, and then it's okay. It happens to me, too, because I get the Hebrew.
But what is that blog I was just looking at? What's
my blog. That was just one of my, I have a lot of blogs. I don't know, I must have, like, over 20, I don't know.
Yeah,
for every,
just
blogger,
to test, what was it?
Who knows?
What was the first part of it?
I don't know, but I don't think I use it anymore because I don't use Blogger. I use current.
Okay.
That's why I like Scoop It because I don't have to. I can blog and it goes into my blog. So I don't have to go into my own blog. Now that's a blogger. That's a general account for Blogger.
Yeah, that was your profile actually. It wasn't a blog.
No, that's okay. I don't mind it being in Arabic. But only use
it
in
not,
Arabic.
No, it's not. I've just testing. If I go now to blogger.com, blogger.
Oh, I see. What's the AE?
Okay, blogger.com.
You see the AE? That's it.
That's
it. Now you're fine. That's the AE. You got to get rid of that. And you have to make it com exactly. All right. And
it went back.
Saying? That's what Google. I mean, you know, it's really taking away our privacy by doing that. They're forcing us to be part of a country, and I don't want to be part of a country. I want to be, you know, I just don't.
True. Okay, there you are. So now then, I'm going to put in your
sometimes
profile.
Sometimes it works. Yeah, sometimes
it's in English now.
Yeah.
Hello.
No. Still.
Oh.
Good.
Oh,
you have to refresh.
Malish.
Take away that number.
Refresh.
I think you have. Maybe that number.
That should have been, but then it's going to give me my profile, but
oh,
that should
okay.
be yours.
Yeah.
I just copied the link from.
Anyway,
well, I'll tell you what. Let's do. Let's switch off this screen
yeah,
share,
we don't need that.
And then let's just do web tours, and then you can put in, we can run it together. So if you want to show me something about Reiki and healing.
No, the point is the idea of changing energy. In other words, if I, provide you with some kind of a healing, then you have to, in order for it to work properly, and so if there wouldn't be any resentment, you have to pay for whatever you get. Okay, in other words, it's some
mm-hmm.
kind of exchange of energy. You get energy, you give energy. Okay, so, you don't go into a supermarket, it's bad karma also. If you find something, for example, you're not supposed to take it because that could be bad for you as well because you didn't pay for it. You're not supposed to get something for nothing. I think that's bullshit, excuse me. I don't really, I used to think maybe there's something to it, but I really think that it's just our conditioning. I think we've been conditioned, and people who say that you have to, the people who pay appreciate the courses more. Right now, I have something like 66 people on a Moodle for Teachers orientation workshop. Now, you were talking about intrinsic motivation and reasons to stay, to continue learning or, to stay in a course. And we've got another, I think, 2 weeks to go. But there are a lot of people there who are not beginners. There are a lot of people who've been using Moodle for years. But you know what they yearn for communication. They want to communicate with other people around the world. They want to share ideas. They really thrive on the discussion forum. People love that. Even though there's a chat, but even the chat, people really, what do they like about online conferences? It's not the listening, it's the chat. That's where people connect. That's where they feel like they're getting ideas, they're learning. So that's an old one. Wow, I don't even know when I used that. there's a lot of stuff out there, but maybe I should just start deleting blogs.
You've got so much.
Yeah, too much.
Yeah, I was just trying to find. Well, why don't you put in a URL about your Reiki healing?
There's also mm-hmm. Nellie Muller. It's not just the Nellie.
You're a moderator. Just put it in the top there.
Oh, you want
click
me to
click in tour guide on the top. You can find the URL about.
Okay.
Just go to the top of the top of the web tour.
I'm trying to find it. I've only got set up.
But
I would have to stop yours, right?
You can just put in yours. Yeah, there you go.
No, but
you didn't have to turn it off. You could
really?
Click in.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you just click in Web Tour, and then you're the leader.
Web Tour. Follow the moderator. You know, she gets stuff. Yeah, she got that.
It doesn't matter. You can restart one.
Okay, so what would I put in here? I want to go into, google.com. Okay. And then,
or you can put in any URL that you know about that will show us what you're trying to illustrate,
what you're telling us. What would you like? Oh, with the Reiki? Exchange of energy. Resentment. So resentment is not a form. Let's see that. Experience Reiki.
So what is Reiki exactly?
It's not typically. Reiki is it's moving energy. It's getting energy to open up in your sick if you have some kind of a blockage. A Reiki practitioner, or if you practice Reiki on yourself, you can also do the self-healing. It's also self-healing, not just healing others. It opens up the block by going through the chakras, the seven chakras. Have you heard of that? You've heard of chakras or not? seven chakras.
Seven what?
Chakra.
Do you know about this?
Oh, hi, Ingrid? You're back.
Welcome back, Ingrid,
by the
way. All
right, so yeah, these are chakras.
Okay, I saw...
Okay, so we're talking...
Yeah.
Are you familiar with these, Ingrid?
Uh-huh.
Connections. Oh, you're not? Really? I don't know why I had the feeling that everybody knew about this.
Looks.
Isn't that crazy? Because a lot of people know about these things, I think. I presume that they do. Anyway, so it's the crown, the top. They usually start with the bottom. The root is your lifeline, and that should be pretty fast. Now, when I say fast, what I do is, in order to open up the chakras, so that there's no blockage and everything is flowing smoothly, and you're supposed to be healthy at that point, step two. I do this with a pendulum. I open up the chakras so that they're not, just I see what's going on, where there's a blockage, then I open it up with a pendulum. And anyways, a person's supposed to pay for what, you just,
how do you open it with a pendulum?
Playing around with a pendulum? You can do it too. Like, there's no special, you don't have, you're not a healer, we're not healers. I mean, we are self healers. We heal ourselves. But we, it's not like someone has powers to heal somebody else. All they can do is kind of pass energy to another person. And you do this all the time when you hold someone's hand. You can feel the energy if you're connected to that person. When you hug someone, you're feeling energy if you hug them properly. And so on. So you can pass energy over the person's hand, or you can hold it physically. So, so they say, you can do this, yeah, at a distance.
So when you're doing this at a
distance.
So with
the pendulum, what you can do is you take a pendulum, and there's a way of putting it around your finger. Maybe I can make something like pendulums. Pendulum healing?
Yeah, I can envisage it. If you put it around your finger and you wanted it to act as a pendulum, you'd have to hold it very still.
Mm-hmm. It's not going. What do I have to do? I have to go back to Google. So you open up the blockages that way because the pendulum will move by itself. You know, because of the energy, we all have energy around us.
Here, maybe I can.
Oh, what happens is?
I'm just gonna put a dot here. So
it worked before.
Help you here.
Okay.
Now that I blew it. Hang on. There we go. I'm putting in the correct URL now. And now you take it back. Just click tour guide where it has to the right of the globe where the URL is. Just click in that tour guide. You become the tour guide.
Okay.
You just have to click in tour guide. You haven't done that yet because I still got it.
I did.
If you go up to the top.
I did. Yeah, okay. It took longer.
Oh, you did now. You did now. Yeah,
so,
I see that. Okay,
healing.
You're the tour guide.
Okay. Pendulum healing.
Yeah, I guess
it's
a
therapy book, pendulum healing. Let's see. This is a book for how to use pendulum holistic healing.
Mm.
So you can just see, I started this because of my daughter. I hate this. I hate this. Can you get out of this?
Mm-hmm.
How do I go back? I'll go back. So energy, got it.
There's a back
to the
top left.
How do you use a pendulum for healing? I don't like any of these. Okay, this might be a nice video.
Pendulum healing
like
handbook. Holy, okay, how to heal with a pendulum.
I don't know. What does it want me to do?
I don't think...
We can go to YouTube.
Let's see. To click, if I click here, there we go. I just clicked, when you click on the globe, it puts the URL in the text. Did you see that?
I don't think it's a good one. Maybe we can go to YouTube. Let's go to YouTube. YouTube probably has a lot of
Okay, well.
So what you do is you go through each of the chakras, you open the blockages and so on, and then you can start the healing once everything is blocked and done. You want to take over the tour? We have something to do. Or we can, oh, we can give Indri.
Yeah, I can just by clicking.
I mean, play around. Yeah,
we could. We could. Let me make you moderator.
Yeah, get him involved. Otherwise, it's boring.
Could.
So.
That's right.
Go to YouTube and just wipe paper. So we were talking about exchange of energy.
Let's come back to we were talking about.
People become resentful. And think about it. Think of all the times that you did favors. I'm sure we've all experienced this. We do favors when people don't ask us, even. And we like to be good, so we do favors and so on. And then they resent us, and they're really angry. So sometimes they get very, very angry, and they resent whatever we've done for them, and they're not grateful. On the contrary, they become really angry at us. And all we did was something good for them, but it turns out to be really bad. Even our intentions were good, and we try to help, and we were just, right? Because they didn't pay for it. In other words, the idea is that whatever you get, you're supposed to pay back.
Okay. Well, I think in online teaching in general, you always get paid, because that's been my whole theory of webheads, is that you get paid in experience, you know, that's what you're trying to learn. And so we've learned so much about this environment, and also we've met one another, and we learn from one another. So that to me is being paid. And I think Stephen Downs said the same thing, and it's pretty much the same thing in his first book. People were asking him, why are you doing this? I mean, he was putting on a course and working for a university and being paid something for that, but he wasn't getting paid to handle 2,500 people. He was getting paid to handle 10 or 20 people. So what are these extra 2,490 people doing there?
He said, that's what they tell me too.
That's why.
Yeah, that's what they tell me as well.
That was his explanation.
You know, people who come, you know, I've got a lot of volunteers, volunteer and IT for all. Once they take a course, they become volunteers. And that's their way of paying back, because they want to. You know, we've never asked anyone to. They want to because they want to learn. Exactly.
There's this term,
right.
Pay it forward.
Yeah,
pay it forward.
That's
a lot of people say. So there's that, that's kind of what works in the online world, I think. And it's really interesting to see what's going on with MOOCs. That's actually what I'm going to be, I mean, now I've got a course coming up. It's kind of a coincidence that my course starts right now at about the time when we've just had some really interesting MOOCs, and we've still got one going on. I mean, my course incorporates e-portfolios, and there's an e-portfolio MOOC going on right now. So, of course, I'm going to try to get involved in that and use it as one of the platforms for the course. So there's just lots of things that I was doing in my course that all of a sudden all these materials have appeared online because of all these MOOCs, and they're all, you know, they're kind of like tutorials. Like, for example, PLN came up in the EduMOOC, and that will be a page I can refer to people when we talk about personal learning networks, because, you know, there's all kinds of stuff online. But here you are, you know, this whole concept of the MOOCs, and then what they're doing at Stanford, they're opening up courses and encouraging people to enroll in them, and not only are you just one of the 2,500 people out there in the environment, but they're actually going to let you take a test if you want to prove you learned something, and they're going to give you a badge of some kind. You know, so they've got automatic evaluation that's going along with these courses. So here again, you don't pay anything for this, but you can get some kind of certification that you learned something if you can prove that you did. And they've got it kind of built into this free learning system, which is kind of neat. And that's kind of a direction things are going. I mean, it's really scaling out, I think, that people are exploring these other modes of learning, I think it works really well if you're kind of in a paid situation and you're exploring these things in order to learn and getting paid for that. If you're not getting paid for it, then you need to find something, of course, that earns your bread. So, but you've talked about this before, though. I think we've talked about some of the things that you do. You say that you've got some ways to monetize what you do, yeah?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me now? Yeah, you should be able to.
Still there?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe there's a slight delay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look, there were times when I thought, well, you know, maybe there's something wrong with, giving free, because I spend a lot of time, you know, I might spend I spend hours, okay, literally hours, doing things for free. Yeah, exactly, doing things for free, but I'm gaining
it's
all those
passion.
Hours because they're mm-hmm. they're for me. You know, I'm giving and I'm getting because, you know, it's true. What you give, you're also getting something. I'm not suffering. I'm enjoying it. And nobody else is suffering either. I mean, my husband's in Korea right now and nobody, I mean, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've got the time. I'm not taking time away from anyone. So, it's good, you know, and I like it. But to get all these people saying, you know, like, you know, there's, to get all socially, it's not expected to do anything for free. I mean, if you look at coaching, every coach will tell you that there's something definitely wrong with your approach to life because, you know, you do need to, you know, only do things for money or at least do them for some kind of a... Yeah.
Well, in a way, they see
yeah.
you as competition.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to earn, or they
yeah.
they see
yeah.
you as competing for
that's
free.
Real,
you know?
Isn't it?
Oh,
or
hang
is
on a second. Yeah.
Looks like him. Yeah. Well, I thought it looked like Wheeler. Yeah.
Who is that?
Free.
In the URL I just put, I just saw a free IT training. I thought, well, let's see what that is.
What is
you,
it? Are,
you know W3 schools, right?
There are lots of, even the university
W3 schools. Let's see if I can.
Yeah, there's, the University of the People.
I better get back to Google.
And I was involved in that because they want, I offered to provide, you know, things for free.
Mm-hmm.
I never got around to it. W3 schools. I use it.
Have you used these before? I'll bet.
Yeah, this is excellent.
This stuff is really good. Yeah, but I mean, you can. It's all online. You know, you can learn.
Yeah.
You can learn CSS. You can learn Java programming. You can teach yourself. It's all there. I mean, the sandboxes are really good. And then if you want to get certified that you did it, then you have to pay them something, but still, I mean, it's free learning.
Yeah, definitely. That is...
Really nice concept, I think.
So I'm not going to change my mind, even though sometimes, you know, I do get resentment from certain people for doing things for free. I mean, people that got things for free. Turn around and I mean they use whatever they got and start making money and I think they feel guilty because they got it for free and now they're making money and sometimes they take the information and they use it and I don't mind. I just feel like, you know, they're okay, that's great and I'm really happy for them that, you know, they learned something and now they're on their own. It's like, you know, children who leave the nest. I mean, you're happy that they're independent and that they're making a living and so on. You're not going to... Well, that's how I feel, which is fine. It's because they feel guilty, I mean, for some reason, I don't know why, then they start staying away and they kind of turn things into something very unpleasant. And I don't understand why. So maybe there is something to resentment for getting something for free. Yeah. Yeah,
that's
where they need to get their chakras.
Gotta get their chakras
and I can do distance healing, but I'm not allowed to unless they give permission.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do this to anyone unless they, they have to consent. And you were asking how it's done at a distance. Well, you get an image of a body. You know, you kind of draw a body. And then you, the way you would do it over a real body, you have the points, chakras points, you put them on this, this diagram, and that's how you unblock with a pendulum. You unblock the areas, and you provide the healing where it's needed. Sounds good, eh? And what's interesting is I've offered to help. I mean, I've helped people out of prison, people who've had all kinds of horrible things.
So.
And then they came back and said, you know what, I feel so much better. And I feel, and you know, sometimes I never had a chance to do anything. What do you think of that? Exactly. So sometimes...
Yeah, maybe it's self-healing.
Exactly.
It's just giving people a mind.
Yeah, there's, and it's always
some hope, you know.
Always them. It's always some, them, anyways. It's never.
They think you
never,
did it, but they did it.
I don't have anything to do
that's
with it.
It anyway.
Healing. You know, it's kind of funny to call it yours. It's, as I said, it's self-healing. People heal themselves when they want to. It's just putting the responsibility on somebody else.
Yeah. I guess, you know, everyone's responsible for themselves, and some people take that responsibility seriously, more seriously than others. And some people, it seems, would like to have a little bit more help, or, you know, pass that responsibility off onto others a little bit, maybe, like to their trainers or coaches or teachers, or, you know, but essentially it comes down to we're not really teachers, we're just learning facilitators. So I guess, I think what people call teaching is often training. I'm starting to associate those two words, teaching and training. Training is something you work on the repetitive aspects of something, and you can train kids to do multiplication tables, for example, and get them to memorize. I mean, everyone does that, but, you know, after a while, they start learning some of the relationships, you know, how does the slide rule work, let's say. Slide rule is the analog properties of numbers and quantities and things like that. So, you know, you start making associations. So that's teaching, that's learning, sorry. You start learning.
You need techniques, like memorization,
and then learn.
Techniques that kids learn at an early age.
But anyway. Yeah, those. I suppose they're those. That's teaching or training, but you know, there usually is at an early age or an early stage in learning. Like for example, when I studied Japanese, which was one of the hardest languages I ever tackled, it was really difficult to learn the hiragana and the katakana. Katakana is where they have show the relationships to things that occur in English. Or if you're writing a foreign language in Japanese, you'll use katakana, whereas hiragana is the alphabet for the Japanese itself. So you have to learn these things, because they mix them, so you have to learn them. And then there's the kanji aspect of it as well. But the point is that when you're learning them, you have nothing to associate with any prior learning, because it's so different from anything you've ever learned before. Arabic is not like that, and I would imagine Hebrew same. You know, there are 28 letters in Arabic, and there are 26 letters in English. And even though some of the sounds are a little bit different, still you know a little bit of German, and you know the ch sound in Hebrew and in Arabic. So there are associations, whereas in Japanese there aren't. So I'm just thinking of a late in life experience I had where I had to actually memorize something, and so difficult, you know, it's different from learning.
Is that consciously learning is different from the learning that happens without conscious?
I'm looking at it from for example, you can. We have seven chakras, which Indra didn't know about before. You just taught us what they are. Or you didn't teach us, you showed us. So now in order for us to learn, we have to start associating this with what we're trying to do, and that really is an internal thing. So, whereas you said that you've helped people who have helped themselves, essentially, but they've thanked you for it, you know, they were learning. They did something internally, as opposed to what you can, the teaching you do is you might say, oh, well, there happen to be seven chakras, and you might explain a little bit about those, but once the learning that takes place is how you actually internalize those and use them as a tool toward your development, whatever you're trying to do, that's internal. Learning the language is similar, I think. You know, when you can teach people an English alphabet, let's say, or you can show them a little bit about the syntactic structure and that sort of thing. But really, you can only go so far with that kind of training. One example I've been using lately is you can train people to sing Frère Jacques. A lot of people can sing Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous. But to go from there into French, you know, people will they can say that, you know, they can sing that song and not know what it means, you know. But you can, and that's training and teaching. A teacher is needed for that. But in order for you to then go to take that and then learn French, you know, what is dormez-vous, dors-tu, you know, dormons-nous, you know, that sort of thing. You know, so if we're going to start using the language, you have to start internalizing.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, then.
You go beyond training.
I can't learn a language in the classroom, which is kind of
ironic. In a way, I think that's why
I teach supposedly, which is maybe why I'm a different kind of language teacher, because I couldn't do it. The only way, well, maybe French a little, but not really. I internalize the language. In other words, I acquire it. It's true. All the languages that I have, even second and third and fourth, and I've got a few languages, I got through immersion and not through conscious learning. I can't learn the language in a conscious way or in a training way. It would not work for me. It might work for people, you know, like repeat and all this stuff. It doesn't work for me. I can't internalize any kind of training when it comes to languages or actually any kind of learning. I mean, I need to do something different to get to learning.
Yeah, it might help you get started if you put yourself through that kind of training, like it did for Japanese for me. I mean, I had to start off with that kind of training. Otherwise, I would not have got anywhere, because, I mean, I don't think
exactly.
it's so different.
Exactly, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I just couldn't have picked it up.
Maybe
I'm
like, look,
if I had gone to Japan and immersed, okay, but
maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, if you just watch it in Japanese, it's going
to
take a long time. But I mean, if you went to the country and all your interactions were in Japanese, I'm sure you'd pick it up.
You want a particular, I don't know, food. If you want an apple, for example,
mm-hmm.
you're going to find out, and you won't forget how to say an apple. If you like apples and you want to eat an apple a day or something in Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
You can learn how to greet shopkeepers and ask how much it costs and start to understand the answers, you know, and things like that. That's usually the process.
If there's a need, you'll learn it more readily, or you'll acquire it, whatever, than if there isn't one. And if it's just for an exam or if it's, you know, just to... So I think that... Exactly. Yep, I totally agree.
And that's why intrinsic motivation is so important.
And that's why I'm going to continue providing free, at least in some areas. Even in school, I feel like it's free. Don't you feel like when you teach that you're not really doing it for money? I'm like, when you teach in a physical classroom where you teach now, do you feel like you feel the money, like
you're doing it to help. You're doing it because you like the people.
There's another dollar. You know, like the money's coming in as you work.
No. Yeah. No, you need a job, and if you're lucky, you get one, and it supports you. You know, and so they pay you to do something. You know, and you, if you're lucky, you get to define a little bit about what you do. and do what you're interested in. And if you're
a
true teacher, that's what you're interested in. So it's a nice arrangement, you know.
Did you notice that?
We're going to have to... Mm-hmm. Ah, I've got it covered up by the participants list here. Okay, he says, I think paying for what I get is not only kind of extra motivation. It's not only a kind of extra motivation, but also a way of rewarding. I think paying for what he gets is also rewarding those who devote their lives. And yeah, of course, yeah. So if you pay for what you get, you are rewarding the person who has
made that
commitment.
And then he says
something
else.
Yes,
true. Go on. Can you see the rest of it?
No, personally, it's like the two of you here, he says. Oh, isn't that nice?
Exactly.
That's nice.
Exactly. Kindred
is very appreciative. In fact, actually, that's why, for people like Indrid and also the people that I meet, that's exactly why we're here.
Exactly.
Doing this week
that's
after week
right.
for free.
Indrid, that's all we
but
want.
I always say, I get paid in karma.
Exactly.
I get paid in karma.
And that's what keeps us going, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciation.
Yeah, some appreciation. And also, Indrid, but you know what really keeps me going is that I know Indrid, he's going to teach me something one day. You know, he's going to develop, and he will come back and teach us.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
that's when
well,
you,
I think
you
he's
get
taught
paid.
Me something
that's really
already.
When you get paid.
It's the interaction. You learn from the interaction. It's not something tangible,
yeah.
You know, necessarily like, you know, he taught me, you know, content or whatever. It's right now he taught me something with his humility. I don't know. It's grace, and it's something very beautiful. But just by saying what he did, you know, that's beautiful. So, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and not just that.
Yeah.
You want to do it for others.
You get rewarded
like
that.
You want to do it for others. You want to say to others.
But
you know, it's
probably more often than you know,
when you get
which is
nice
not.
Words like that, you want to pass them on. So thank you, Ben.
Okay, listen, I think on that note, I'm going to have to say I've got to go because
wow.
I promised my wife, who's... This is her first day teaching, but there's a pool there, and I promised her I would bring her a bathing suit, and we would go for a swim and get a little workout. And
that's
time bound.
That's
so
nice.
I actually have to leave and go fulfill my
so
promise.
Enjoy yourself.
So, but this
no way.
It's been a nice
I
conversation.
For Elin.
And
Elin.
Thanks for filling in for Elin.
Son, I think you have
I hope Elin's son or daughter gets. Okay. Well, I hope his
my
son's
son
getting
has.
Over his asthma.
Oh, he's written
I know
me a message.
One of my sons
I wrote,
had
Elin
bad
is your
asthma
son
attacks.
Okay, and he's been having a tough 24 hours asthma. Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. We're taking him to see his doctor in a few minutes. He had to wait for the appointment. I'll talk to you later. Okay, so that's from Elin. So he's taking care of his son.
Yeah. It's definitely a legitimate excuse, and I'm sure he would... love to be telling us about tightly if he could.
Oh, you got the same.
We did. I see his note now. I just checked my email. I guess so. I don't know. I just see a note from him. I'm just checking I'm just clicking on it. But anyway, he probably says something similar. But, you know, he can, like anybody who wants to contribute to this discussion, maybe Indrid can do one of these days. Just, go to the wiki learningtogether.pbworks.com, find the volunteers needed part, and find one. I think we have sessions scheduled through October 9th. On October 9th, John Graves is going to talk. I think
he's doing a presentation
for one of your events.
He's doing it on the 9th. When
John
he
Graves
it?
On Wiki to Speech.
He's doing it on the 9th, isn't he? Wait a minute, on Wiki...
He's got one.
Was that Q? Yes.
On the 9th.
Oh, she's doing it on October, 9th, the 9th of October.
Mm-hmm. Of September? Okay. Yeah. He's doing it for us on October the 9th. And I asked him to do that because I saw that he had agreed to do it for you, and it was a very late time for me. And I didn't think I could make that. I might even be on a weekend. I think it's a weekend. I know I'm going to be diving that day, yeah. So I'll be away. But anyway, so I wrote him and said, can you do it for Learning Together? And he said, sure. So that's our last scheduled event, October the 9th. So anybody who wants to give a presentation to us on the 16th or beyond, I mentioned that to Elan, so he can do his presentation anytime he wants. It's
great.
Yeah, because we've got an infinity of dates open. We're doing this forever. We're never going to stop.
Okay.
And,
thanks.
Just
have
like
a good time.
You and your events.
Enjoy the swim. Bye, Andre.
Okay. But thanks a lot for coming on and having this chat. Okay, bye-bye, everybody. Try to go in and find the window where I click off the recording. Recording is about to stop. Yeah, I lose track of my windows. Here it is, recording. Okay, bye, everybody.